Out of the night sky, a ship was descending, the hull glowing with soft light, as if a piece of the moon had fallen. The hatch opened and the crew came out. Odd little beings, moving quietly through the leaves, gathering, gathering. A blackberry bush, a rose, a tiny cedar tree. When suddenly, man came. One of the little beings was cut off, trapped in the trees, separated from his ship. He ran as fast as his short legs would carry him. His chest glowing red, a signal to the crew that he needed help. His ship was ahead, glowing through the branches. He stumbled towards it, but the hatch was closing and the crew was leaving. The ship lifted off, like the moon slowly rising, then soared away, a comet swallowed by the night. The creature's heart light faded. He was alone. 3 million light years from home. The lights of the city twinkled in the valley below the little being. The friendliest light was coming from a kitchen window at a boy named Elliot's house. The big guys playing inside made Elliot wait out front for their pizza delivery. Out back, the creature crawled into the yard and hid in a tool shed.
Harvey? Harvey, is that you, boy?
Elliot, looking for his dog in the backyard, heard strange noises coming from the tool shed. He picked up his baseball and he threw it in. Whatever was in there whipped it right back. Elliot fell asleep that night with all kinds of strange dreams in his head. And the squashy little guy from outer space came creeping back into the garden as quietly as he could. But those funny feet of his tripped him up in a garbage can. Elliot heard it and came running out. He chased whatever it was behind the house, but he wasn't sure that he really wanted to catch up. Suddenly it stopped and turned. Next day, Elliot went into the woods. He laid a trail of little candies, one piece after another, and then went back home. E.T. crawled from the bushes. We all know curiosity killed the cat. But he was too old to change now. He put the little round object in his mouth. It was delicious. The tastiest thing he'd ever eaten in the whole universe.
It's not that we don't believe you, honey.
Well, it was real, I swear.
Maybe it was an iguana.
It was no iguana.
Maybe a... you know how they say there are alligators in the sewers?
Alligators in the sewers.
All we're trying to say is maybe you just probably imagined it.
I couldn't have imagined it.
Elliot had a hunch that this might be the night. So he waited outside in an old chair. And sure enough, this strange creature appeared. Someone from another world. Elliot's heart almost stopped. He was just as scared as Elliot. But he had to hang in there. After all, he had to eat. He had to live. So he followed Elliot with the candy into the house and up the stairs. Two friends found each other across a thousand universes and fell asleep. Next day.
Do you talk? You know, talk. Me, human. Boy. Elliot. 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 These are toys. These are little men. This is Greedo. And then this is Hammerhead. Let's see, this is Walrus Man. And then this is Snaggletooth. And this is Lando Calrissian. See? And this is Boba Fett. And look, they can even have wars.
But how do you share the greatest secret in the world?
Now, swear it. The most excellent promise you can make. Swear as my only brother on our lives.
Don't sit so heavy, I swear.
And, close your eyes.
Okay, they're closed.
Okay, swear it one more time. I have absolute...
You have absolute power. Yes.
What he saw blew his mind. But Elliot was hoping that his little sister would handle the situation better. And what do you do with something as wild as this weird, squashy little guy with a head shaped like an eggplant?
I'm keeping him.
What is it?
He won't hurt you, Gertie. We're not gonna hurt you.
But some other people are looking for E.T. also. Tall shadows with flashlights, keys, and heavy shoes. And they want to keep him, too. Meanwhile, Elliot, Michael, and Gertie brought their new friend a potted flower as a gift.
We are here. Where are you from?
I don't like his feet.
Really feet, you little twerp. He's trying to tell us something.
What's he doing? What's happening?
With the point of his finger, E.T.'s magical powers raised 5 balls up into the air and floated them there above everybody's head. Then E.T. quietly retired in the closet with his flower pot, leaving Elliot, Maiko, and Gertie to go off to school.
Did you explain school to him?
How do you explain school to higher intelligence?
Hi, Elliot.
Hey, Elliot, where's your goblin?
Shut up. Did he come back?
Well, did he?
Yeah, he came back. But he's not a goblin. He's a spaceman.
He was from the other side of the universe. But he'd figured out how to open Elliot's refrigerator. And he found a can of something that looked pretty good. Beer. To him, it seemed perfectly harmless. Meanwhile, on the other side of town, in Elliot's biology class...
...in the actual frog dissection, and you will find many similarities.
Elliot found one. The frog reminded him of E.T. And all the frogs got out of there. Out the window, out the door, and down the road. At home, E.T. found a newspaper, and the comic strip really caught his eye. There it was. A spaceman had built a communicator to phone home. Then Gertie came home to watch her favorite TV show. When something amazing happened.
But B is for boy.
It's a bee. Good.
And banjo and birdie and
good.
And that wasn't all he learned to say. When Elliot came home, E.T. had a surprise for him.
Elliot.
I taught him how to talk now. He can talk now.
Elliot.
E.T., can you say that? Can you say E.T.? E.T.
E.T. E.T., E.T., E.T.
And he had one more thing to say. Something very, very important. Something that the whole world would someday soon remember.
E.T. Phone home.
Oh my God, he's talking.
Oh.
E.T. phone home?
E.T. phone home.
But some people were listening in on their own phone. E.T. built his own communicator out of the Fuzzbuster, some bobby pins, a knife and fork, and the UHF tuner from the TV set.
He doesn't look too good anymore.
Don't say that. We're fine.
While Mom was reading Gertie a bedtime story, Elliot cut his finger on a mean-looking saw blade.
Ouch. It was poison.
Ouch.
I drank it to save my life. Tink, dear Tink, are you dying?
Ouch.
E.T.'s finger lit up, just like his heart, and the mysterious light healed Elliot's cut.
I do.
If you believe, clap your hands.
Halloween night. Elliot and Maiko dressed E.T. in a sheet, ready? Like a ghost.
Ready.
Ah, you look great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And they took him out on the street. And guess who he saw? A familiar friend from a galaxy far away.
Boom. Boom. Boom.
Back 1 hour after sunset, no later.
I'll try as fast as I can, Mike.
Elliot rode to the forest with E.T. in the basket of his bicycle. E.T. thought the ride was too slow and bouncy.
It's too bumpy. We'll have to walk from here! E.T.!
So he raised that magic finger of his and gave them a lift. The bike soared into the air, over the treetops, high as the birds can fly, and higher!
great silver moon they flew, beautiful and free.
Don't crash, please.